Next guest has time to talk because he believes in his passion. College of Community and Public Service, we call this our CCPS Community Connections. Dr. Paul Stansby, Associate Dean, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you for you. Have you had a good start to the year?
So far, it's been wonderful, yeah. Incident-free. That's always a good barometer of success in our students. So, yes, it's been a great start. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Remind me again of this College of Community and Public Service. Why do you exist?
Well, we've been in existence now over a decade. We're the third largest student population at Grand Valley State University. We have graduate, undergraduate programs, predominantly undergraduate, but we have a School of Social Work. We have a Department of Hospitality, Tourism Management. We have a School of Public Nonprofit Health Administration. We have a School of Criminal Justice, which includes legal studies, a police academy, a military academy. And of course, we also have our non-academic units, our Undergraduate Advising Center. And the jewel of Grand Valley, I think, sometimes is the Johnson Center for Philanthropy.
We're going to speak with them just after 10 o'clock, so thank you for that tease. The first 2 years almost, why are we reflecting here, Paul?
Well, it's almost 20-plus months ago we sat here and we devised in the college the idea of sort of partnering with you on this sort of short radio segment. Our dean had charged us about 2 years ago, Dean George Grant Jr., to become a model for engaged college. What he was recognizing is that the superb work that our faculty and staff do, not only in the classroom but in their scholarship and their service, and he really wanted to celebrate those stories. And so he charged us to become this model in the university for an engaged college, and we thought, well, what better way to get some of those messages out there than to obviously have a monthly conversation with you about them.
And we've covered many topics. Let me dig into a couple, correct?
Absolutely.
Such
yes.
as, remind me, we've discussed the characteristics of, we'll call you the CCP, your students. What? How do you describe your learners?
Well, I think we are one of those programs, really, or colleges that have, with the exception of probably our social work programs, and we're called found majors, really. What that means is that students come to Grand Valley sometimes pursuing a different path, sometimes thinking that they've got their career aspirations mapped out, and then they start to take one or two courses at Grand Valley, either within that major or within our general education program, and they start to sort of find out a little bit more about some of the sort of characteristics of what the CCPS programs offer. A lot of our students are sort of very engaged in their community. They're very much driven by giving back. And so when they start working in our social work programs, our public administration programs, criminal justice, and even some of the not so obvious links with things like hospitality and tourism management, we have some excellent, as you've heard through this show, some excellent sort of community related projects with that. So we really try and engage our students in the classroom, but also outside of that through the work that the faculty and staff do.
You want to talk about high impact learning practices?
Yeah, it's one of those things that we've really been working very hard on as a collective group in CCPS. The American Association of American Colleges and Universities talk about high-impact learning practices, and it really connects to students' ability to sort of retain students in a university and also to have their time to graduation. But I think most importantly, it's about what they get out of their studies. What we've seen is that if students are sort of more engaged in what they're doing, they're far more likely to pursue that career path. And so these high-impact learning practices have ranged from anything from field experiences, internships, undergraduate research, capstone courses, study abroad programs. They're really added value pieces that students are able to participate in that really complement the work they're doing in the classroom.
Dr. Paul Stansby with us, Associate Dean, Community College of Public Service, talking every month with you and yours. Today, somewhat of a review of our first couple of years, including a reminding of the new branding campaign for CCPS, yes?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, we've sort of looked at, again, at how we might reach some of these students. You know, as I mentioned earlier, we are seen as really a found major in some cases, and so what we want to do is to sort of tell our stories. You know, we've had folks on this show, people like Dr. Jackie Doyen-Martin, that's talked about our Inside Out program, where she takes the class into a federal prison, and they work very closely with the inmates side by side, looking at sort of some of the challenges faced by individuals that are incarcerated. We've had Quincy Williams and Anne London on here as other examples where they've talked about the SLAM program, the Students Leaving a Mark, where students go and help communities that are suffering from natural disasters, and the timing of that clearly is never more important with the impacts of Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma recently. We've had Lisa Sisson talking about the Heartside Gleaning Initiative from our Hospitality Tourism Management Program, amongst others that really, again, work with farmers markets to glean some of the food product and redistribute it to neighborhoods that really don't have access to some of those healthier foods. And so what we've tried to do is to capture some of those stories in our Engage, Enrich, Enhance campaign. And really what we're trying to do is to sort of reflect really what we're doing as a college, you know, in terms of how we might engage with our communities through some of these practices, enrich the lives of those communities, but also enhance the characteristics of our students so they become not only educated students through the majors they pursue, but I think more importantly that it enhances them as citizens and how they go out into the bigger world.
Lastly, with our time limitations today, Dr. Stansby, Michigan Cares for Tourism. Is there an upcoming event you want to talk about?
There is, yes. You've had Dr. Patty Janes on here, probably not close this time last year, really. Each year we have a group of our tourism professionals in the state come together in a volunteerism exercise. We partner with the Department of Natural Resources. They have approximately a $350 million deficit, trying to manage 240 historic sites in the state of Michigan. And so in 2013, a group of hospitality professionals partnered with other industry folks, and they put together this Michigan Cares for Tourism, where we galvanize the tourism industry, we bring them together, and we give back to our community. We've had five events so far, engaging 1,150 volunteers, and we've probably estimate that we've done somewhere in the region of $385,000 worth of supplies and labor through those volunteer efforts.
Well, that's a lot of money.
It is, absolutely.
That's a good thing.
Our next event is next Monday, Tuesday in Ross Common. Just to be very brief on this, it's working with the RAM Center, the Civilian Conservation Corps up there in Grayling area. 400 million trees were planted between 1933 and 1942 by Roosevelt's CCC boys, as he called it, in the aftermath of the Great Depression. And really what we're going is going back up there with our tourism volunteers to look at how we might, again, continue to clean up the sites and start to sort of make that a more attractive place for tourists to visit and see some of that history here in Michigan.
Nice. Well, let's look forward to the next 2 years and beyond. Dr. Paul Stansby partnering to get your word out and to invite the community to know, certainly, the College of Community and Public Service. Associate Dean Dr. Paul Stansby, how do we find out more information?
The best way is on our website, www.gvsu.edu/CCPS, or for the Michigan Cares for Tourism, it's www.michigancaresfortourism.org.
Awesome. Thank you very much.